Hi, Christy Daniels here. I am eager and excited to walk you through the energy matrix process. And congratulations for making it this far in Self-Living Program or in Sabbatical from Yes book. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you need to check out Sabbatical from Yes book. So, let's jump on in. I am recording this as to both give you an overview and also walk you through step by step the process for doing the energy matrix, because there are different pieces to it, and in case you get interrupted or need to stop in between. But let me just assure you that this is an excellent way for you to identify what things in your life, what responsibilities or commitments are draining you versus energizing you, and then to make a plan to create some changes in your life that will give you more energy and also lead you into your sabbatical, which also will give you more energy. And so even though there may appear to be a lot of steps, really it's definitely worth going through the process. So let me take you behind my screen and show you what we have here. So we're on the page here for the energy matrix. And what you do, first of all, is get your copy. And so you come down here for downloading the energy matrix. When you click there, another window is going to open up. And that is the template. So let's first get you a copy that you can use so that you can be brutally honest with yourself and your spreadsheet about how you feel about these commitments and responsibilities. So the first step to getting you your own would be to come click File, make a copy, and then just name it whatever you want to name it. So in this case, we're going to pretend we're someone named Shannon. Do not check this box unless you want to share it with everybody. And then it will generate a version for you. So here we are, we're on Shannon's energy matrix sheet. Okay, so the first step, step one, is document the commitments. And this is all about getting in touch with everything you've committed to doing, all the responsibilities, things you think you feel responsible for, as well as the things you actually are responsible for. And make sure you take a look back and to make sure that you've covered the things that were attention items for you in the pre-work. So we want to make sure we cover that and see the contrast here. So first thing you'll do is go down and just enter your commitments in this column here. And so for Shannon, we're going to make up some things for Shannon. Let's say she is a systems engineer. That's her profession, her job. Let's say that Shannon has a side project. She's writing a book. Let's say that she is taking a cooking class each week. Let's say that she has a book study on Monday nights. She is a soccer coach on the weekends. She is responsible for carpooling weekdays to school for her kids. She is the president of the board for a local nonprofit. She has another side project, and oops, in this case, it's a community garden. She She volunteers each month at the pet shelter. She is responsible for dinner each weekday. And the list goes on and on and on. And so we're going to stop there for Shannon. So at this point, if you'd like to do this along with this program, just pause and list all of your commitments. Just get them all out. There's plenty of room here. You can always add or keep going. Just get them all out. And so if you put me on pause, I'll wait for you. So now we're ready to go to step two, and that is rating these commitments. Now, this is going back to each commitment and giving it a check as far as what it is that, how does our body relate to this commitment? How do our emotions, what kind of ease, level of ease is in relation to these commitments? Our enthusiasm level, are we bored by it? Are we excited by it? And our thoughts, are they positive or negative? And after we enter the ratings for each of those, the spreadsheet will total it. So we'll take this first one for Shannon as an example. Shannon's body is quite tense when she thinks of her job. She is very frustrated with it as well. She gets excited by the work itself. It's the environment that is a problem for her, and her thoughts around it. She has a lot of negative thoughts about her job. So this is totaled for her a 7. And so on this step 2, where we're in this section, we'll just do the same thing for each responsibility or commitment that we have. And I'm going to do one more to balance this out. She has book studies. She feels very relaxed in book study. She is very much at ease, very excited and enthusiastic about going. And she has positive thoughts. And so that shows you how that rates for her. So at this point, for this section right here, step 2, you can pause this video and just go ahead and walk through and give your ratings. And if you'll bear with me just a minute, I'm going to walk you through a little centering exercise to rate the commitments. And so take a deep breath. And you might even choose to like shake things out a bit. Sometimes it helps to shake off whatever has been going on today. Now, close your eyes and take a moment to put your hands over your heart. Let's take a few deep breaths. Let's make these belly breaths. Let's do one more. Now keep your hands on your heart. And recall a time of love or gratitude. And feel what it felt like to be there in your body. Feel it in this moment. And let that feeling of love and gratitude, or love or gratitude, just flow all over your whole body. Just let it radiate. As you breathe, it expands. Let it the ripples of it go beyond your body. They move out to expand into the space around you, the area you occupy, the dwelling you're in. They radiate even beyond the region that you're in, the country, the planet. Now, from that space, open your eyes again and let's continue through these steps for step two. So take the first item on your list in your commitments and get into the feeling state of what it's actually like to meet that commitment in this moment. Now, rate your item using the matrix based on these scales. So let's first check in with your body. So notice in your body if there's more tension or more of a relaxed state. If it's on the tense side, it would be a 1. If you're relaxed, it would be a 5 or somewhere in between. So go ahead and rate on your sheet which one you choose for your body. Now let's go and check in with ease. Do you feel frustrated when you think of this commitment or at ease? If you're feeling frustrated, it would be 1. If you're feeling at ease, it would be a 5. And so it could be anywhere in between. So for this commitment, where is it? What would you rate it? Go ahead and choose that on your spreadsheet. And now we're moving to enthusiasm for that same commitment. For enthusiasm, are you bored or are you excited by this commitment? If you're bored, it would be a 1. Excited, it would be a 5 or somewhere in between. So rate this commitment. And then the last one for this commitment would be your thoughts. Do you have predominantly negative thoughts that are floating around in your head about this commitment? Or positive thoughts? And negative thoughts would be a 1 and positive thoughts would be a 5. So check in for this commitment. Where would you rate it? So now in this space, I would encourage you to just put this replay on pause while you go through and rate each and every commitment through that same filters of your body, your ease, your enthusiasm, and your thinking around it. And once you've completed all of that, come back and unpause this recording so that we can move on to step 3. All right, so I'm assuming you're back on step 3. Now, this is determining the direction, and so I need to make a note before we determine the direction here, and it's just about if you might be struggling with the energy matrix, there are some people who don't really sync up with the idea of being overcommitted with their time. It's more like they're under-committed in the time they invest in themselves. They're the same thing, it's just a different viewpoint. And so if you're having trouble with this matrix, this could apply to you. And let me just read you here just an excerpt from the book. So if you're struggling with energy matrix, or if something doesn't quite feel on here for you, then you might be at a point in your life when you don't have a lot of external responsibilities or commitments, or you're just interpreting your situation differently. For example, you might realize that instead of seeing it as taking a sabbatical from yes to others, that it might be more productive for you to take a sabbatical from no to yourself. And if this is the case, then you just would take a slightly different approach to the energy matrix and your sabbatical. Rather than filling it in with external commitments, responsibilities, you actually would be listing things that you're desiring in your life, but you're saying no to for yourself. So you can think of it as your heart's wish list. And in your case, you'll modify it from a sabbatical from yes to a sabbatical from no. And it's an opportunity to practice 30 days of saying yes to yourself. It's going to get you the same result. It just depends on which approach appeals and is clicks more with you. So your list would include things and situations and desires in which you're constantly saying no to, but that you're deeply desiring in your life. So for example, you might have a deep desire to take an art class, but you've been putting it off for all of these different reasons. Or it might be a different career path you want to explore, or travel experience that you want to have. So if you flipped your sabbatical, you can begin by thinking how you can practice saying yes to yourself more and use this time and this energy matrix as a guide for doing that for yourself. So that was a little bit of a word about flipping the sabbatical from a sabbatical from yes to a sabbatical from no. So now we're going to flip back here to the step three, determining your direction. So let's say you've completed all of your energy matrix, and now it's time to decide what direction to take it in. So in this column, your totals will automatically be totaled for you, and you'll be able to decide the direction that you're going to take. And you can either keep it, modify it, or release it. And an interesting thing will happen when you look at this. You'll be able to see some things are rated higher, some things rated lower. It's going to be different for every person, but you will have higher-ended things and lower-ended things. And so those things that are on the higher end of the scale are things that are more energizing for you. Those on the lower end are draining for you. So we have an opportunity here in the direction to modify them so they can be more energetic, happier experience for you and everybody involved, or if it's just something that's time to release. And in that case, we can brainstorm some options on what that might be, either the modify or the release or the keep. Maybe it's something that's working out well for you and you want to keep it. So for this segment, we're going to go through each of them and make this decision on, are you going to release it, modify it, or keep it? And so let me just put you back there in your heart space. If you put your hand on your heart again, just take a couple more breaths through your stomach, like let your stomach breathe. And let's go to the first commitment. Now imagine this commitment. Imagine keeping this commitment. Feel like that, feel what that feels like in your body to keep it. Now, imagine releasing this commitment. Feel what that would feel like in your body if you released it. Now we're going to choose the one that feels most expansive of the two. And sometimes neither of those work. Maybe they feel equally the same. In that case, you'll choose modify. And we'll come back with the brainstorming with some options for that. So go ahead and go through the rest of those items and decide. Check in, feel what it would be like to keep it, feel what it would be like to release it, and make a decision as to what you're going to do here for step three with your determining the directions. So go ahead and put this recording on pause and I will wait for you. I'll be here when you're ready. Now, I'm assuming you're ready to go to step four. So this is the brainstorming step. And now this step's only required on those items that you have either a modify or a release next to. And it's very helpful for you to grab the assistance of somebody else, just someone else who can help you brainstorm this. Getting another person's fresh eyes, somebody who's not ingrained in the situation, they're going to have access to more possibilities. They'll be able to see those for you and expand your realm of possibilities. So just checking here to make sure I don't want to say anything else about this. So a couple of brainstorming rules. You want to just list options and also options that are, just accept all options when you're brainstorming. It can be some way wacky, far off solution, like moving into a tent. And it just might be the right one. So just write them down. You can come back afterwards to, after you step away, and revisit it and see which ones resonate with you. And how you want to proceed with your sabbatical. So that's pretty much the spreadsheet and how you can use it. Also, I want to tell you one quick thing you could do if you wanted to come back and revisit this at some time. You could duplicate the spreadsheet and it would open up on a new tab. And so you could maybe do this once a year. You could do your 2017 energy matrix, come back in. I know that a few times I've had to revisit mine when things are cloudy and I was very uncertain about what to let go of and what was really, when you get to the point where you're doing so many things that you love to do, it can be so hard to really be specific and clear about what is really energizing you and what's draining you, and not just independently, but as you group them together, putting them in the context of your life and seeing them against each other can be quite helpful. So I hope that this was, this tutorial of sorts was helpful for you to get through this segment of the program or the book. And I'm going to stop sharing here my screen so I can say goodbye. And I look forward to seeing you sometime soon. Thanks.